Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Tolu Zion, a psychologist for Botswana Prisons. So I'm based in Botswana at the moment. I'm gonna give a testimony about one of my clients who has been sentenced to death. So I will conceal his name because it's not allowed that I give out his name. So this guy, when I met him first, in the first session, he was very difficult. I have a mandate that every session that I hold with anyone new, any new person in my first session, I lead the person to Christ. We have to reserve some time in our session to talk about Christ. And if the person is not born again, I lead them to Christ. If they're not sure, I also lead them to Christ. If they're born again, I ask them, how did you get born again? And what do you understand about it? Because I really have to be sure. So on our first session, this guy was very, he was difficult. You know, he was even telling me that he can't wait for the state to hang him, to kill him, because he has killed somebody and he's not denying it. So he has to be killed too. And he knew that when you kill somebody, he knows that rather, when you kill somebody in our country, you'll be killed too. And you know, in his statement, body language, facial expression, even the way he was talking, there was no sense of remorse at all. He showed he did not care. He was careless with his words, and he showed himself like that, that indeed I do not care. You know, however, I still took my time to witness to him about Christ, to tell him about God and how much God loves him despite the sentence that he has been given. You know, although he's on death row, he still has a chance to appeal to the High Court. So he told me that if God really does exist, he would have not allowed me to commit crime or to commit murder. So it means that God does not exist because I committed murder. And he was like, anyway, the Bible is saying that anyone who is killed should be killed, you know, his own convictions. So, however, I just continued, you know, sowing, planting the word of God in his life. And then on the second session, the same thing continued. It was still difficult, but I still planted the word of God, because when you talk to somebody about the word of God, you are leaving a seed in them of which it will germinate, you know, with time. And then, you know, we have a fellow brother who is still on in the same cell with him from Christ Embassy inside the cell, who is he's been sentenced to death as well. However, they still have a chance for appeal, like I said. So this guy, while in church, he was in the ministry of first timers ministry. So, you know, it's a very detailed ministry, first timers arriving, making sure they're born again, just taking them through the entire process. So it means that this guy knows a lot. That is our fellow brother in prisons. So after maybe two or three sessions with this difficult client of mine, while they were in the cell, he led him to Christ. So on the next session that I met this client who used to be difficult, you know, I was very amazed when he came into the session. When he got in the session, he said, Tolu, God does miracles. I said, huh? Am I hearing you well? Like, I was amazed. I couldn't believe my ears, you know, because this is the very person that on our previous session, he was telling me how much God does not exist and how much the state is delaying him. He wants to be hanged. He doesn't even care about appeal. He doesn't even want to do it. I was like, dude, you know, I was really surprised. But when he told me that God does miracles, I said, God, am I hearing him very well? Or are my ears deceiving me? No, my ears are not deceiving me. You know, I began to have this excitement in my spirit, and I wanted to hear more from him. And then he told me that he went to court for appeal. Amazingly, he's still new in the cell, but in prison, but his appeal came faster, you know, before anyone else in the cell, because there are quite a number of them in there. And he said, when I was there, Tolu, a miracle almost took place. You know, prosecutors, all of them agreed except one who was difficult. So had it not been this one prosecutor who was proven to be difficult on my case, I could have been discharged and acquitted. I said, what? He said, God is real. God exists, Tolu. I'm telling you, God loves me. In fact, it's a miracle. It's a testimony. I couldn't believe my ears. And then he said, can you please give me a Bible book in my language. I knew that that was the time for me to give him the Rhapsody of Realities in Setswana. That he speaks Setswana, he can read Setswana, he doesn't understand English, so he doesn't speak it. So I organized him a Setswana Rhapsody. And then on the next session, you know, before the next session, I think I got it for him on a Sunday. And then that week, Monday, Tuesday, that week, I gave it to him inside prisons with a right to material as well. So when we met again, he said, I received the book, Tolo. Thank you so much. And you know what? I can read the word of God with understanding. Oh my God, that was so powerful. He says, now, Tolo, I understand the word of God. I don't just read a Setswana Bible and with no understanding. He said, I read it with understanding. And he said, this book, it even gives you scriptures to study for the day. And the way it explains the message, it's so simple to my for my understanding, and it's also relatable. I can relate with it. I see the reality in it. I see how livable the word in that, in the Rhapsody is. That is the Rhapsody of Realities in Setswana. So he says, can you please keep giving me books, Bible books in Setswana? I said, no problem. I'll keep doing that for me. So that means monthly subscriptions, hard copies. So he told me that I told him that next time you go to court, make sure you carry it with you, because that's an angel. So I had to start teaching him how to use it and all that. And but also knowing that our fellow brother inside prisons is who will also teach him how to do it. And then he said, I'm waiting for my release. I can't wait for January, because his hearing has been given a new date, that is at the High Court of Appeal, that is January. He says, I'm pretty much sure that there's going to be a miracle, and I believe God shifted it to January so that I can have enough time to pray. And he said to meditate. I said, God, does he already know what it means to meditate? He said, God gave me this time to pray and to fast and meditate. The one that took me was when he talked about meditation. I said, God, this guy is really in this thing now. You know, there are ways that I know when these people in prison, my guys, begin to talk, I know that they have arrived or they're almost there. They understand Christianity and the word of God, and it means they understand the Rhapsody. They can relate to the word of God that is taught in the Rhapsody. He said, so God has given me this time to pray, to fast, to meditate, and to fellowship with him. I said, huh? Am I hearing my ears very well? Or what has happened? Am I hearing this guy well? And I did. You know, I was blown away. I said, God, this is a miracle. And he said, when I leave in my village, he mentioned his village, I forgot the name. Is there Christ Embassy there? I said, yeah, actually, the village he mentioned, Christ Embassy is around the villages around his own village. I said, yeah, when we leave, I can contact you, give you some contacts rather for people who are there, you know, to contact you, and or you contact them and then you go to church, or I even help you contact them. So he said, I'm waiting for my release date, and I'll be good. When I leave, I'm going straight to church to testify. And he said, I am an evangelist. I'm going to start evangelizing as soon as I leave prison. You know, so that is somebody who the word of God and giving his life to Jesus transformed him within a second. He said, I pray. And that guy inside, you know, our fellow brother, he even taught us how to speak in tongues. He's explaining everything to us. So what I want to say is that the Rhapsody works in your native language, because I loved it when he said, I can read the word of God in the language that I understand. And I now understand the Bible because it has been made easier, you know, for me through the Rhapsody of Realities. So thank you so much for this testimony. I hope it blesses you. And once again, I'm Tolo Zion from Botswana, psychologist in prison. Thank you so much.